Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
God knows where we're headed.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call me sweet where I am. Oh, mother, mother.
sister of the flesh, energy brother. Listen, what's going on? I want to share a song with you guys, and we're going to have a brief conversation afterwards. All right. This is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more fast-thinking, time for thinking again. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Because you said
can't change the world if we just let it be. Now think about that. Think about that. Like we said, well, I'm going to sit back and let nature do her thing. But we're the ones who literally change everything. So for you brothers and sisters who made that decision to link back to where we come from, you make that decision to link back to where we come from, this is where you start to go forward. This is where you begin to see things on a completely different perspective. We're causing this cold shift because the polarities of our minds have changed. We said, you know what? Like that message last night, you know, talking about the physics of our minds. You know, they said, okay, we can't continue to deal with this low-level technology. We got to get back into higher technology. It's like, how can we create these ships that glide off the ground, that move? We allowed an enemy to come in and conquer us because he wanted to flourish. Now it's time for this enemy to go. The only way this enemy can go is we have to raise our level of consciousness. We have to think on a completely different level. Yeah, it's going to get hot. You know, I had a chance to talk to some Jehovah's Witnesses this morning, and at first I wanted to go in on them, and Mother was like, nope, just have a decent conversation with them. I said, okay, Mother. I said, okay. So we were talking, and they were talking about the things that's going on in the world today. And, you know, like I said, I've read the Bible like 5 times. You know, I know Bible scriptures and all that stuff. You know, it's, you know, I know it. So they were talking about the things that's going on today. And I told them, I said, you know, things are going to get worse. I didn't want to get into the metaphysics because I knew these brothers and this brother and this sister didn't quite understand the metaphysics, all right? But I told them, I said, it's going to get worse. I said, this thing is not going to get better. And then she says, well, why do you think it's going to get worse? I said, because in order for order to be established, chaos must take place. And she says, I can see that. I said, you can't be on a planet and continue to allow things to happen and continue for things to keep going on in a such a way that it continues to damage the people and to damage the land. I said, it has to be a change. And I told her then I went to the Bible scriptures and I said, you know, the seventh angel has poured out the veil. I said, The horsemen are already here. And she says, yes, and we're waiting on the fourth horseman right now. I said, exactly. See, that pole shift is judgment, which is the fourth horseman. All right? That pole shift is judgment. And the key in this is we have to understand, overstand, understand, brothers and sisters. I understand how, you know, we have to see that in order for something to change, the original beings of this realm must change along with it, because without us changing, things will remain the same. All right? Wake up, everybody. Can't let the world, you know, we can't, you know, you can't change the world, you just let it be. If you just let everything be the way it is, you can't change anything. He said, builders. Sorry. He said, think. Start thinking back and think ahead. So we see things that our ancestors did, and we said, okay, we can't do what they did, but we can do something else. We can create something new. We can create something even more powerful. All we got to do is open up our minds, open up our hearts, open up our souls. Allow our imagination to be the head of our lives.
link into our soulful energy, link into our spiritual energy. Become one with the all and the essence of everything around us, and you're going to start seeing changes happening for us. We are the reason for the pole shift. This is why these sites are getting sacked and saying, you know what, well, we got to up this. And you see brothers and sisters killing each other left and right. And what is in that 10G technology? Because this is how they're going to try. This is how they're going to work on taking us out. It's using their technology, their mind control technology, to link into the minds and the spirits of the weak brothers and sisters. We're talking about the brothers and sisters who are weak. All right? And they will begin killing each other and not knowing that they have been taken over by an artificial intelligence. So this is why they say, yeah, we're going to up it. So this is how they're doing it. They're trying, they're doing like a AI type of genocide among our brothers and sisters. He said, why would that sister just kill her children like that? And it's like she didn't care. The brother didn't care. And they're willing to go to jail. They don't care. Because the AI system has got them. The mind control. This is how they make plans of killing us off, by using their systems to link into the minds of our brothers and sisters, causing them to kill each other willingly, unknowing that their bodies have been hijacked by an AI program. We have to change this, brothers and sisters, because these factions know it was written in the Hopi, in the Hopi text, about how the original beings, or how the original people will rise up against the pale face and will destroy them. And they're trying everything to divert the text, to make that text not come to what it was. And our Hopi brothers and sisters, they were walking among us. They were time travelers. They were walking among us, taking notes of everything. I think they wrote the Bible. I didn't want to get into that with the Jehovah's Witness, but I ended it off. You know, we ended off on a good thing. Because they was like, she was like, well, you pretty much know pretty much about the Bible. I said, yeah, I've read it 5 times. And I told her, I read the Apocrypha. I read the book of Eden. You know, I read the book of Thomas. I told him I read the book of Mary Magdalene. I said, yeah, I read all those books. I told him I read the book of Enoch. I've read so many books, and I have the knowledge. And the one brother that was with her, he said, you know, we can come by sometime and another time, and we can just sit down and have some Bible conversation or whatever. And I'm busy all the time. I was like, you actually caught me home. I'm busy all the time. Because I don't want to engage in that type of conversation, because it's going to go another direction with me. I'm not going to sit up there and talk about a fucking Bible all goddamn day. I'm going to talk about reality. But we're the ones who change everything. We're the ones who make the change. We're the ones who's brought this about. And they say, oh, the climate change. They know we woke up. That's the key. They know we woke up. And they're scared. They are scared of our awakening, because they know that our awakening literally changes everything on this realm. All of their sciences, they know. There was one brother who, Facebook page, YouTube channel I linked him to, and he was talking about Dr. Sebi and da-da-da-da-da, because another brother sent him to me, and then he started talking about Dr. Sebi and started talking about depending on the doctors and all that, listen to the doctors. So I chimed in on him, and I said, you know, this is why I tell him, talking about people. So he chimed in on my page, and then he came back and told me that I was giving pseudoscience. He said, this is pseudoscience, or fake science, because it wasn't something that these facts said, those are our brothers and sisters. So the key point is you got brothers and sisters out there that are asleep, and they will stand for the system. But, brothers and sisters, we must remember that we are the original beings. We're the ones who change everything. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Wake up. That's the key point.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back-taking time for thinking again. World changed so very much, what it used to be. There's so much hatred, more poverty. Wake up, all teachers, come to teach us the way. Maybe let them listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up. The world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best forward.
This is what the pole shift is all about. It says a pole shift reversal. What do you mean a pole shift reversal? That means the original people, the original beings, have reverted back to what we come from. And this time, we're not going to allow this thing to happen anymore. This is their last fucking time coming here doing the shit that they did. All the poison that they put in the food and the drink. All the poison that they put in our minds that made us literally turn against nature and turn against ourselves. Look at the shit that they've done, brothers. Look at what they've done. It's time that we show these motherfuckers who the fuck we really are. It's time. And we have to change. Wake up. Wake up. We can heal each other. I just saw a sister in the store, and I asked her, I said, why are you walking on a walker? And she said I had brain damage. She said I had some damage to my brain. And I started talking to her about the blueberries and the haritaki and the lion's mane, explaining what it does. And she says, thank you so much. And her mother was there. And she says, yes, I've heard of this. She says, thank you. I'm going to order this. And I said, I am my sister's keeper. She said, thank you so much. She said, this is what I've been looking for. Because they said the doctor said that her brain is not going to heal up perfectly. I was like, nature is your only healer. This is what we got to do. We got to stop doing what Saxon wants to do and go back to where we come from, brothers and sisters. It's extremely important. It is extremely important that we go back to where we come from. We got to think ahead. We got to think further than what our enemies think. We got to beat the hell out of these motherfuckers, and we got to make them know that we are the original, and we're not taking no more shit from them. It's all about you changing, brothers and sisters. It's all about you shifting, and it's all about you becoming more powerful than you could ever imagine. All right, brothers and sisters? I'll catch you guys for later. All right. No
They're the royal.
All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. And remember, chaos is everything. Wake up, brothers and sisters. Let's bring a change. Change is coming. Much power to you all.
He was crying, y'all. Man. Royalty, 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 royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast, A Motivational Classroom, guys. As many of you know, Enhancing Awareness Radio is pretty much one big classroom where I pull lectures, you know, and I talk about current events, things are going on, and just whatever I decide to kind of come on. I come on twice a week, you know, usually Saturday and Sunday, before noon, right? Each weekend, guys, and I think I'm on time today. Well, 30 minutes earlier, but yeah, I'm kind of doing it. 10 o'clock was the normal time for so long, but royalty, royalty, royalty to all, guys. You know, I was listening to Remedy H. I listen to him all the time. Shout out to the brother Remedy H. You know what I mean? I use him a lot. It's his material, guys. It's in the show notes too. If you want to, please. If you're just wanting to be in tune with cosmic updates, you know, he is one of the royal princes of the cosmos, right? And he always keeps one thing I love is that, you know, the elders, and I don't want to call him elder because I know he's not that much older than me, but shit, you know, like, like we would think, like, in our minds sometimes, but now we're becoming the elders, right? But he's one who always keeps us abreast on things that are going on, you know, cosmically, you know what I'm saying? The shit that the news is not going to tell you. But here's the thing. He keeps up with some of the news, but not the basic, not the mundane, but, you know, like some of the different cosmic news is on solar flares and all that. He's a great teacher on solar flares, what this podcast is all about. I didn't pull any of his material on solar flares, but please go like and subscribe to his channel, guys. Also, I'm using a material from Priestess Osiris Ra, Amun Ra. Excuse me. Love this sister. I saw that she was on Black Magic 363 recently, too, so she made it over there. So I love seeing our people come together. And when I say our people, guys, or even, you know, just it's about what I've noted is that it's about – this thing is about energy, you know. What I forgot the quote that says, if you want to understand the universe, think in terms of frequency and vibrations, you know, energy, right? So really. There is like what Brother Wisdom, you know, breaks down, and he's straightforward, and I love that. Is that, you know, it's this type of energy that's attached to not even, you know, I want to say quote, and I'm just gonna go there, but not even white people per se, right? But you, as the podcast I did with I had pulled Priestess Amun Ra, Ra Amun is what she got here. But I had pulled her lecture on black devils, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, at this level of it, you know, with the polar opposites, with the shifts, and with everything that is going on in the cosmos, hear me, y'all, with everything that's going on, with shit that you cannot trump, you would think that a certain energy on this realm will have more balance and compassion. You would think. But oh no, baby. We are going to play this violin to this Titanic sinks. And see, here, I started to do, I think that was Dr. Bill Valentine, who was talking about breaking down the Titanic. And I started to think. And I'm like, you know what? The Titanic, and I think the actor, he said, you know, the ship is sinking. I can't think of his name, the right one, y'all. Anyway, he was saying, you know, that this whole ship is sinking, guys. And what are many of us doing? We are playing the violin into the ship sails. And I'm talking about the powers that were, as Shabby Zane says, not the powers that be, because that's giving too much power, but the powers that were, right? Because as everything is falling on a cosmic level, you know, and Shabby Zane did a podcast recently, guys, about how the Black Widow is dying. You know, it's like these energies that have, you know, ruled in the Piscean age and do all of this, you know, you would think that these type of energies, you know, would balance itself out. And maybe they are, you know what I mean? But it is an urgency. And it's not nothing. I feel that, as Brother Wisdom said, the people waking up, you know, yes, that does a lot for it. You know what I mean? We are the magicians, right? And we are finally coming to an aspect with the cosmic alignment, you know what I mean, in play. Now coming to more balance of things. Yes, it's going to be chaos before order, but it's needed, right, in order to get things how they need to be. And with or without us, you know what I mean, it's going to happen regardless. That's what I feel that many underestimate. So, again, you would think that in these times that we are in now, that certain energies would have more balance and compassion, but that seems to not be so on a lot of levels. So maybe it's taking more time, right? But this podcast is just about raising the awareness of things that may be occurring and going on, guys. This is why I wanted Enhancing Awareness to be a classroom. There were more people here with me that, you know, were able to discuss an open discussion. And in the near future, I do want to go back to that, you know, with some new faces and stuff like that. And I mean, that's later. Although, you know, I love to listen to different people. I love to listen to everybody's perspective. And I use Brother Wisdom a lot. So I definitely shout out to that brother for having taken the time. Shout out to everybody that I use. Priestess has said thank you. You know, I admire people who are older and who are wiser, let me say that, and who share their wisdom with the world unapologetically about not the fabricated shit that's going on, but the shit that is effective and the shit that we need to hear on a soul that we need to feel in our soul, right? So I am grateful and thankful, you know what I mean, that I'm even able to pull their material and just really use it as one big classroom. So that's what I model after, you know, just the guy that, you know, kind of compiles many different teachings and to bring it in one classroom and also to share my spin on it. So, guys, Motivational Classroom today, a Cosmic Update, Solar Flares. Sister Priestess, I said, you know, she breaks down. And I hadn't even listened to all of it yet. It was so good. Like, I like to listen with you guys. You know what I mean? And I like to pause and talk. So, this is a new one from her, so I didn't get to listen to the full entirety, but I'm going to play it here now, guys. But as the song played that Brother Wisdom played, you know, our elders knew. You know what I'm saying? They knew things that they knew many other things to come. Look at Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was my first concert, by the way, at 7 years old, guys. So, you know, many of our elders knew, but there's a saying that says the road paved to hell. I can't think of it verbatim, but what I'm noting is that there are many, quote, black devils, right? There are many that know what's going on a cosmic level, but it's kind of like, which side are you playing on? Are you going to continue to play on the side of suppressing the people just for your own selfish gain and profit or whatever route that you are in the stew pot? Or are we going to have effective change going forward, which means that we balance out our powers? And I don't know. However, what I do know is that Mother Cosmos is going to balance it out for our ass. That's what I do know. So, with all of these solar flares going on, you guys, you know, it's just, you know, I'm going to play it. This little clip I pulled from Erykah Badu, which is another person I admire. There's so many people that are truly out there who really do give a damn about the betterment of us, the betterment of we, and I love that.
When I say good, I don't mean perfect. I mean that you're aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. Right. No good if you're not aware, even if you're positive. Mm. You can be emulating something positive. That's no good, you know. It's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy, I'm aware that I'm sad, I'm aware that I'm, you know, old, I'm aware that I'm new. You know, when you're aware, that's good. You know, that can take you to everything.
Yes, that you're aware in Enhancing Awareness Radio. Guys, I got to tell y'all that story later about how Enhancing Awareness truly got started, you know. Well, I'll tell you real quick. I was around a lot of spiritual bullies, and it was because I was in such a low vibratory place, and I was, like, so lost in my own awakening. You know, I was new to a lot of it. You know, Enhancing Awareness Radio started in 2013, guys. So, 2013, 10 years? So, wow. But, you know, everybody, you know, it was like a group of us, and, you know, we all said, let's all start our own radio show, you know, let's all start our own radio podcast, and I was kind of like the little one, you know what I mean, the youngest, one of the youngest, the second to the youngest in the group, and, you know, like, us two would get laughed at, talked about bully, because we wasn't, like, in the know, we were babies. But we were babies that were getting bullied in this conscious community, and y'all know what this conscious community can be like, you know what I'm saying? But it was all that black power bullying, you know what I mean? Because I know more than you. You know, go sit down over there, and, you know. And I was asking them, they was like, what should you name your radio show? You know, I was suggesting, what should I name it? And it was like, who left the gate open? You know what I mean? Like, it was real bad, guys, but, you know, I'm so glad that I did not conform to the bullying that was being projected at that time, and that I did have people who really wanted to see not just me grow, but also the younger guy, you know, and we've grown tremendously, guys, okay, 10 years later, and I went with it. I said, what about Enhancing Awareness Radio? And then everybody was real quiet, you know, and then some people like, oh, that's a good idea. So I just rolled with it, and here we are 10 years later, Enhancing Awareness Radio. I had a whole team of about 9 to 12 people at one point, you know what I mean, and they're like, you know, managing different hosts and radio shows, and like, you know, it was booming. But it kind of dwindled down as I was personally, you know, spiraling out and going through my whole healing shit that I needed to do. So, like, it's, like, down to me, but it has to come to that aspect in order for me to start to really see what this shit is really about, you know, and not to really play with it as I was playing with it back in the day. So I'm more serious about it now. And more invested, not too much as it's not a career, but just more invested on a level to where I really wanted it to take off in the near future, right? So that's where I'm at with you guys. I just wanted to tell you that backstory about how it all started. So enhancing your awareness when it comes to solar flares, back on topic, right? But there's so many things going on in the cosmic levels that many of us may not know. And with YouTube filtering every fucking thing, it's kind of hard to get to the root and potatoes, you know, of people that's really telling the fucking truth. So that's why I admire this sister. Priestess Arsette, I'm going to get your name right. But I admire her as a water mother, you know what I'm saying? And I love to see our black mothers out here teaching, and you can feel that they really do give a damn about the betterment of not just me, because I know she all about me and my family and this and that, but she gives a fuck about all of us, and she also has humor with it too. So I love this sister. So let's see what she has to say when it comes to solar flares. And I also encourage you guys to do your own research with these solar flares and what's going on. You know, many of you have an ascension symptoms, as they call it. You know, you're feeling sick and you want to go to the doctor and you get misdiagnosed. And, you know, I'm not a medical person at all, but I'm just saying there are things going on as a cosmic level that may affect your bodies as well, and you need to know about that. So research is very, very, very important for your own sake and your own elevation, right? As you guys know, I will be out in and out. This is not going to be a long one. I believe it's almost about an hour long, and then we'll close out. But, yes, I love you guys. I miss you. I was gone for like a week, but sometimes I need those breaks as I am putting together a lot of things in the background for my own growth and elevation. So, you know, busy a lot, guys. I won't say busy, but I am constructively active. Let me say that. All right, guys. I hope you enjoy. Oh, wait. So, as Brother Wisdom was talking and the video was going, I'm like, let me pull. If many of you don't know, I am an Oracle. I do the cards, Tarot, Oracle cards. I love Oracle with Tarot, but anyway. So I pulled an Oracle pool. And all of this that is happening leads to what is what I ask. And I pulled the Good Fortune card. So good fortune, this is about abundance and success. This is about love. This is about positive events, even though it may seem like it's chaotic, but this is really, truly a balanced time. Prosperity, large amounts of money. And I don't want to say just money, but fortune is not just about money. Fortune is about that spiritual, the spiritual fortune, the spiritual wealth. The true wealth is the spiritual energy, guys, that we get. The abundance, positivity, positive divinity, success and favorable outcomes. You know, this is, again, this is a time of good fortune. Let me just leave it at that. You guys know you can contact me. My information is in the show notes, my link tree, you know, some of the things I do in Dallas. And, you know, just I'm still growing and still building even in my own business. So if you want to contact me, it is in the show notes. You can email me using our link tree. Email me there, and we can have a conversation. But the video credits is in the show notes. Go please and like and subscribe to Priestess Arsette's channel. Beautiful channel, guys. She got a lot of information, and she talks some good shit. All right.
All right. Spiritual family. So I am just going to be doing a quick video, okay? And what I want to talk about is using the solar flare in your magical rituals, okay? Now, here's the thing, and I got some little notes here. In Dragon Ball Z series, okay, they talked about using the solar flares, where it was a technique that was performed by placing their hands close to the center of their face with the fingers spread towards the eyes. The user then calls out the name, and a blinding blue light fires out that blinds everything, you know, except, you know, that blinds everything except the user, since they were the ones project the light. Now, here's the thing. They tend to put a lot of stuff in movies and cartoons. These are stuff that are actually have been going on, are going on, and that are taking place. When Will Smith did the movie Men in Black, they're literally, you know, are beings from other planets that comes here, that live here, that are in human form. I mean, we know all of this. And so now that we are in the age of the hiccup, and I just want to go back in this hiccup stuff, okay, because this is our ancient ancestors, okay, the Nomos, okay? And the Nomos are some ancestral spirit of the Dogon Nelly tribe, but we are Nubians, so they're our ancestors too. And it derived, Nomo is derived from the Dogon word to make one drink. And Nomo implies the power. Nomo is the power of the word to create harmony and balance in the face of disharmony, okay? So what we are doing now in this day and age, the way how the magic, the so-called magic, because it's all about alchemy, physics, you know, quantum physics, all of that, metaphysics, that setup, is us using the raw elements. Because like I've said to folks, we are past the age of altars. I just keep mine up because I like, you know, I like all the stuff. But we are past altars. We are the altar. We are the conduit. It's like in the tarot card, the magician, okay? The magician, she's the conduit of power, using the energy of fire, water, earth, air, spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, like I've often said, speaking into water and throwing it out in the earth, going out on a windy day and speaking your intent into the ear and letting the ear carry your intention. You know what I'm saying? Speaking into some dirt and throwing it. You understand? Lighting, using the rays of the sun, using the rays of the sun so that the sun can manifest your words. Now, with these solar flares, and I was looking at something that Sad Guru was saying, and let me get that here, okay, Sad Guru, okay, talking about the coming solar flares, the impact of solar flares on human consciousness. And this is Sad Guru. A lot of people know Sad Guru on YouTube, okay, he's on YouTube. And this is the impact of solar flares on human consciousness, okay? Now, with these solar flares, and what folks can do is to go online and Google the number of solar flares in 2023. And I think there's been about 50 of them. There's like 50 of them coming in. In fact, there's one that came in today on the 17th of July. And, oh, before I forget, thank you so much to all the people that donated money to me on Cash App for my birthday yesterday. I'm officially 56 years old. You know, my birthday was yesterday, July 16th, and 6 plus 1 equals 7, so 777. This year's the number 7, so it's all about the 7, okay? And the number 1 is a leader and a teacher, and the number 6 is the teacher. Number 1 is a leader, number 6 is a teacher, and number 7 is all about spirituality. So I'm a leader and a teacher of spirituality. I am, like, living my purpose. And so you know, I would like to thank all of the people that donated when I went on the Brother Rich's show, 360 Magic, and he put up my Cash App, and so many people donated money to me, and I thank you for that and all the well wishes that folks texted me. You know, I am always just very humbled by, you know, the well wishes and stuff, because, you know, when you are an honest, ethical spiritualist out here, you know, because there's a lot of dishonest, unethical spiritualists out here ripping people off and just doing all manners of fuckery and foolery, you know. For the honest and ethical ones amongst us, you know, it is really nice to be appreciated, you know, because we keep it 100. We're transparent. This is who we are. What you see is what you get. And like I tell people, you know, when you come for a reading, I'm not going to blow some smoke up your ass. I'm going to give it to you real live and in living color. You know, this is what it is. But don't come with these unrealistic expectations. Like I had one person that came to me, she didn't know who her family was because she was adopted and, you know, she never knew who her father was or mother was, and she wanted me to tell her who her mother and her father was. Baby girl, if you don't know that, I ain't going to know that. And if spirit gives that to me, because sometimes they will give me a random name, like I could be out doing something, and I'm in the supermarket, and somebody next to me, and spirit will give me something like, and I'll say to them, like, who's Mary? And they'll be like, oh, that's my sister. And spirit will say, well, you need to call Mary and check on her. There's something going on with her health. We do have times like that. But this is not where you come for these ridiculous expectations. Yes, spirit. You know, like I did a reading for, an ancestral reading for somebody, and I told them I saw one of their ancestors that fought in the Civil War, because they showed me a guy with a blue hat on his head, dressed how they were dressed back in that day, running with a gun with a bayonet. You know what I'm saying? So this is an ancestor that you can call upon, you know, to protect you. You know what I'm saying? Providing you've done the work, because this is why we elevate them, so that they can be strong to help us. Okay? Because as in life, so in death, if they're still vibrating on a 3D frequency running from, let's just say they're running from a slave master, they're not going to be able to help you. Now, once you have done the work to elevate them, what they'll do is they'll stop and they'll grab the whip and pull the slave master off the fucking horse, or they'll stop and be like, you know what, bitch, I ain't running no more. I ain't scared of you. And then that apparition will disappear because they have now evolved from that energy, and they're now on to the next frequency, okay? So this is how it works. But going back to the solar flares, and there is a big solar flare today, you know, Russia was talking about, that there's a big solar flare that is happening today. And folks can go out. How you want to harness the energy of the solar flares is to go out and just do some deep breathing and to just sit there and to harness the rays, because the rays are coming down. Remember, we are electromagnetic beings. We live in an electromagnetic universe. And like I have said, and I'm going to keep on saying, the age that we're in now is the age of frequency. Everything is about frequency, and it's either you're vibrating on the frequency or you're not vibrating at the frequency. There's high and low frequencies, and there's neutral frequencies. So it's about where your vibrations are. And right now, for the very sensitive amongst us, you know, that feel these energies, like I am hypersensitive, being a Cancer, Moon in Scorpio, rising in Pisces, you know, my feelings have feelings. So I feel the energy very raw and very intense. And I have to work through that, because sometimes I can get up and I'm hit with a wave of fear and anxiety and panic. And that's not my energy. Where the fuck is this coming from? Oh, no. And I have to, because one of you are not your thoughts, and there's random thoughts that happen, you know, in the universe, and you can tap into that and whatever. But if you don't feed it, it doesn't have the power to grow and overtake you. So I have to be like, oh, fuck no. I rebuke. I bind that. You know what I'm saying? And I take some deep breaths, and I will switch my thoughts to something else. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I'm not going to tap in and tune into this. I don't know where this is coming from. And quite frankly, I'm not about to be caught up in this shit where I'm sitting here clutching my chest like, oh, my God, where is it? I can't. And so switch my thoughts. You know, I will do anything to distract myself that will distract those thoughts. And this is how you do it. Because now with the solar flares that's hitting the planet, everything is heightened. You understand? And see, what it is now that we're in 5D, okay, and 5D is a different frequency. It's all about a more intense frequency, a shift. And we have not adjusted to 5D yet because there's a lot of people still vibrating on 3D. You know what I'm saying? And what you have to understand, the so-called powers that be, and I hate that word because they're not powers. They are humans and some, you know, reptilians and whatever that run this shit. That's always been the way it was. Let me see. The 3% ruling over the 97%. That's just what it is. And they, you know, rule with fear, with panic, with anxiety. This is why they keep us, you know what I'm saying, fighting with each other. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. They keep us fighting with each other. And now it's the time for, you know, reconciliation amongst the human race, the species, because we are all citizens of a planet Earth, okay? Regardless of political party, religious sect, whether you're from, you know, whatever, families, individuals, you know, regardless of our diversity, okay, we are citizens of this planet. And we are going to have to move past all this stuff. And this is how they keep us at literal war with each other. You know what I'm saying? Democrat, Republican, really it's only one party. And they're all on the same team with the Supreme Court. Listen, it's a small group of people that rule over the vast collective. This is why the age of Aquarius, this is the age of the collective consciousness. And this is why there's never going to be any more, you know, so-called gurus, if you will. The last one was Malachi Zoda. You know what I'm saying? And he went down to Georgia and he built up these wonderful pyramids and, you know, these wonderful books that was written, you know what I'm saying, that really gave tremendous amount of information on our ancestry, you know, from beyond the stars. Not just here from planet Earth, because we came from beyond the stars, constellation Sirius, you know what I'm saying, and all the different races of beings. And there was even, you know, a brother from the continent, Nyanta Credo, that, you know, and there's others that have given so much information on the different beings and all of this. And so we as the human species, with our diversity, we have to move past all of this, because this is how the establishment keep us, you know, they want us to live in fear. Fear of the economy crashing, fear of them moving, the dollar is worthless, they moving from a crypto to a crypto, or they moving to crypto, you know, the rent keep going up, because I know I was talking to my ex, and, you know, his rent is going up. I've read for people, I'll never forget, it was just so disturbing to me, an older couple in Florida that was paying like $1,700 for rent, and then they just came in and raised it up to $2,400 a month, and they're on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. Well, this is where we come in. And this war that's going to be fought, it's not a physical war. It's a spiritual warfare. And we need everyone on deck. This is why there's no more Jesus. There's no more Messiah leading the people. This is the age of the motherfucking spiritual collective, the spiritual consciousness collective. You understand? Let's not forget the age of Aquarius, her ancient ruler is Saturn, the crone mother. I'm not even dealing with Uranus. Yeah, Uranus, but I deal with the ancient stuff, you know, before all of this stuff was corrupted and bastardized and hijacked and all of this stuff, okay? So the ancient ruler of Aquarius is Saturn, and Saturn deals with karma. Saturn is about you stepping into your own power. Understand? This is not, you know, you running behind one person and, you know, you trying to, you know, be led. No, you don't lead your damn self. You know what I'm saying? Because Saturn is all about discipline, and it's all about patience. It's all about maturity, spiritual maturity, rising to a higher level of hierarchy, administration, being organized, having the ability to command, being dutiful and adhering to spiritual laws. There's spiritual laws, there's cosmic laws, there's earthly laws, there's ancestral laws. And it don't matter what these crazies want to do and violate the laws. When you are in violation, it's the law of cause and effect. So we just going to sit back and sit and shit. Because like I said, Mother Earth getting ready to come for folks. You know what I'm saying? If you've been caught out there, you know. And this is where us as spiritualists, we live like the Shaolin monks. Like, it's, you know, the Tibetan monks. You see how they live. And they, you know, they're to themselves, you know, and all of that. But they are well-disciplined. They are well-trained. It is your duty, you know what I'm saying, to become a spiritual kung fu master so that you can join the school of the collective, so that it doesn't matter where you are on the planet. But when you go out there and you speak, and you put this heka, urtana, hekau, up in Sekhmet, may I be given the words of power of Sekhmet. You know what I'm saying? Or urtana, hekau, up in sun. May I be given the words of power of the sun. That when you speak into the ether, it goes out and it manifests. This is what they don't want. Because, see, they... The thing in Christianity, when we were colonized by Christianity, when they were so-called, you know, civilizing the savages, you know, who were cannibals and, you know, Christianizing them. And who were the people that were the real cannibals and savages and all of this? You know what I'm saying? What's the so-called Christian church? If you got to go through and you got to do these inquisitions to where you got to slaughter and murder millions to convert them to your religion, there is nothing righteous about you. You are a savage beast on this planet. And so they can't do that with spirituality. Because let me tell you something about spirituality. After you get done reading all the books, you now got to tap into higher self that is always in contact with source. You now have got to learn how to meditate and how to tap in to get downloads. You now have got to learn how to fine-tune your clairaudience, your clairsentience, your clairvoyance, all the clear so you that you can hear. And even when you hear a spirit talking to you, you know, there's a part in the Bible that says you got to test that spirit to make sure that what you're hearing is really legit, because we have spirits that exist in the ethers that are bored. I told y'all about, you know, I got a lake down the street from my house, and every time I drive, it's like, oh, driving the lake. And that spirit is no longer there, because that spirit realized, I'm not going to entertain your ass. I can't swim. I need my car. you can, you know, go jump off of a ledge or whatever. Sit there with your bored ass trying to get somebody to drive in the lake. And now it doesn't even come to me anymore because it realized I'm not going to give you any energy. And so, you know, we're, let me see, let me get here with my Bible thing, you know, to test the spirit. Hold on. Okay, let me see. Test the spirit. Okay, let's see what comes up. Right. 1 John 4:1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test to see the spirit that whether they are from God is. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you got to know what spirit is from source versus, you know, because you'll have other, like, you'll see somebody go get up and kill their whole family, and they were like, well, a spirit was talking to me. Well, you know, there's nothing holy and righteousness about that. That's some other shit. You know what I'm saying? And other things will come to you. So you have to test that spirit. You know, okay, you're giving me a message about such and such. Okay, why? You know what I'm saying? What is the reason for this message? Okay? Excuse me. What is the reason for this message? Is this message going to manifest? You got to test the spirit. And you also got to develop a certain spiritual maturity where you can know. Because the goal for you as the collective in the age of Aquarius is for you to take back your rightful place as a god. This is why Saturn is the ancient ruler of Aquarius. Because even though they want to make Aquarius like this young ass sign. Okay, first of all, Aquarius is the 11th sign next to Pisces, which is one of the oldest signs because she's the last sign, the 12th sign. The youngest sign is Aries because Aries, they call Aries the baby of the zodiac. Okay? And then you got the Taurus, then you got the Gemini, then you got Cancer, who's the fourth sign, the roots of the tree, the mother. Okay? And then you got Leo, and so on and so forth. So Aquarius is also an old sign because it's the 11th sign, and the number 11 is a master number. This is the number of the prophet. You know what I'm saying? And as I'm saying that, let me go into my trusty little stuff, that my numerology, and let me go here to the number 11. Okay? 11 is a master teacher. And not only is it a master teacher, it's a karmic master teacher. The master teacher, illumination, enlightenment, inspirational, idealism, intuitive, psychic abilities, the ability to channel art, artistic, symbols, expression, dreamer, revolution, drugs, okay? Mysticism, catalyst, the prisoner, the prophet, the celebrity, the highly energized, radical, sensitive, visionary, okay? These are all, and the archangel that is associated with the number 11 is the archangel Uriel that is responsible for uplifting and inspirational to guide you to the truth, okay? The astrological influences of the number 11 is the Sagittarius and Aquarius. So Sagittarius and their word is, I know. You have to know in this age of Aquarius. This is why, you know, and there's many people in my circle that I've adopted. In the sister staying with me, I adopted her under my wing 10 years ago. And there's brothers that I have adopted in my circle that are now part of my circle that I mentor to. And I will be offering some mentorship in the very near future. So for the folks asking about that, just calm your tits. Because here is the thing. Okay? Here is the thing. There ain't no rush on this spiritual thing. Because I see people that, you know what I'm saying, ran across this and they tripping, they bugging like, ooh, I need it now. I need it right now. In fact, let me get the calming the ticks here. Uh-huh. Because I need folks to really calm their motherfucking ticks. Because one dude, he, you know, texted me that, you know, he went on my website. And thank you to the brother, 360 Magic, you know. A lot of folks went and they booked readings. And I am really booked the hell up, I think, till September or something. And there's some other days that open. But this is the word. Calm your tits. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Calm your tits. Okay? Because there is no rush for this spiritual awakening and enlightenment. We're all becoming awakened and enlightened. But what you need to understand, this age of Aquarius is the age of the spiritual expert, the spiritual kung fu master. This is why there's never going to be another Yahshua, a.k.a. Jesus. Or Jesus, a.k.a. Yahshua, his real name is Yahshua. There's not going to be another Malachi Zodok. You know what I'm saying? What it's going to be is a collective that we are all over the planet, but we are aligned with each other in spirit. And once you have done the work, because you do got to do your work, that's why I offer spiritual consultation, because you need to know, go through your natal chart and see why you came here. You know what I'm saying? Every single planet in your chart, every single house has a deity that's attached. You know what I'm saying? Has a piece of crystal you can work with, an elemental energy. You know, you need to know your elemental energy. You need to know, you know, are you vibrating even on the tree of life? You know, what path are you vibrating on? Because this is what you come in here to express. And so, you are going to be harnessing the energy of the solar flares. Whenever there's a solar flare, you get your ass outside like I did earlier, and I will when I'm done with this video, and just breathe. Because the energies are still there. We're electromagnetic beings. The electromagnetic frequency are still all around us. It then came and hit the planet, and it's in the earth, and you take off your shoes and you do some grounding and you just close your eyes and you just speak to Mother Earth and you just, I invoke the energy of the solar flare to cleanse my being, to cleanse my auric field. Okay? And you can ask not only for you to be cleansed, but that you be strengthened, okay? Let's see, with the energy of the sun, I invoke the energy of the solar flare for strength, for success, for determination, for self-confidence, for vitality, for achievement. You know what I'm saying? Authority, to have favor with authority, to become an authority over my life, because ain't nobody coming to lead you ever. You are going to lead yourself. You are going to be your God. Are you not a God? Were you not created in the image of the God? So you can join the other, you know, the other realm of the God. Don't nobody, if I'm vibrating on a frequency of a 10, you need to be on a 10. Because if you're not coming on a 10, let's just say you're coming on a 1, what are you coming to do? You're coming to drain my energy. You're coming, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's people that text me some of the most basic mundane stuff, which I never respond to them. Oh, I dreamt about a cat. You know, like I said, the time you took to text me that, you know, or to email me that, you could already went on online and Google the symbolism of a cat. But no, you are looking to be led. You are looking for a guru. I'm not looking for followers. I don't need follower. I'm my own follower. I pinch my motherfucking nipples to myself. Yes, there's some people that pinch their nipples to me, and I'm thankful of that. You know what I'm saying? Because, but I am merely doing the work of the mother. when I look in my natal chart, everything that's lined up is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Down to my life path, the number one, I'm a leader. You know what I'm saying? The number one is ruled by the sun. The sun is here to empower and inspire my Jupiter, my spiritual gift. I'm here to empower and inspire you with the fire of the sun, to invoke that inner fire in you, to get you, you know, yeah, I can do this. Yes, I'm a God. Yes, I'm great. And pinch your nipples to your own self, because this is what you are here. Every last one of us comes here with spiritual gifts. We come here with something to offer humanity. Even the people that are out here doing serial killing and all manners of fuckery and foolery, they just never tapped into what they, the gifts that they came here to offer. So they went on the other side of the polarity. You know what I'm saying? And those are karmic things that are taking place. And so with the vibrational frequency, if you're vibrating on a frequency of, you know, a frequency of power and righteousness, this is what you bring into your existence. You know what I'm saying? It's all about what you are vibrating on, you know, along with wearing things like copper, okay? You know, because some of that, let's see, copper, you know, is here to work with you to clear out any negative energies and conduct feelings of positivity and to give you the calmness and clarity needed in order to move forward in any direction that you wish. Not only copper, but I also got a bangle here that's straight iron, okay? Iron also protects against witchcraft being thrown at you. And it also fortifies you with strength. This is the energy of Ogun. So copper bangles and iron bangles. I ordered some more, so I'm waiting for some more to come in the mail. You know what I'm saying? Let me just, and they're pretty hard to take off. They're a little, they're more harder than the copper. You know what I'm saying? But these iron bangles, which are very good to wear, you know, because like I've often said, and I will continue to say, you got to stay strapped on in these motherfucking spiritual streets. You understand? Because, yes, you're wearing your black tourmaline and all of that, but you need your iron bangle, okay? This iron blocks witchcraft. It blocks negative energy being directed at you, you know? These are what, you know, we've got to wear, and even wearing copper around your ankle. You know what I'm saying? Hold up my rusty ass feet, but I got copper, you know, I got a copper bangle, you know, and I just bought some copper, what do you call it, some copper anklet, you know, but I wear copper on my feet, I wear labradorite, you know what I'm saying, I even got, like, on this feet, you know, I got one of my Solomon keys, you know what I'm saying, so this is how you do that, and with that, you are channeling. Because where we are right now in this age in 5D, it's about channeling the frequency of the wind, the water, the sun, the earth, spirit, ether, the fifth element. This is the, you know, the pentagram, the five-pointed star. You know what I'm saying? Going back to the Babylonian goddess Inanna. You know what I'm saying? This is fire, water, earth, air, spirit, and ether. And, of course, I got Babylonian Tiamat here that's represented as, let me see, the primordial dragon, you know what I'm saying? Because I do a lot of work with Tiamat. And so this is what it is, because now that we're in this age of frequency, this is about you harnessing. You don't need to be sitting up in a church, a pastor praying for you. No, you can pray for yourself. This is why I don't do spiritual work for people. I will place a protection over somebody if they're needed or something, but you got to be in alignment with me. You got to be placing your own spiritual protection over yourself. Because if I have my plate of food that I'm supposed to be eating to nourish myself and I keep giving away my food, or I have a well with water and every minute I dip into the water and I give it to you to drink, eventually my well goes dry. And let me tell you something, energy never dies. but energy, you know what I'm saying, must be transmuted. I can't give you my spiritual energy, and what am I going to use for myself? You know what I'm saying? You've got your own spiritual energy. You have to be using. This is why it's critical to know thyself, so you know what the hell you walking with and what you working with and how to activate that power. And you can activate that power using the frequencies around you. This is, again, going back to the tarot card, the magician. The magician is using the energy of fire, water, earth, air, and spirit, the ether. Okay? This is what we're using now. So when you go outside and you speak into the ether, you know what I'm saying? Our ancient ancestors, the Nomos, that gave us the power of speech, you know what I'm saying, so that we can, you know, turn negativity into positivity. Because by your sacred heka is what is going to manifest. The power of words to create harmony and balance. So what we are going to start doing is to create harmony and balance on this planet by using our words. But your heka game got to be strong. You know what I'm saying? Now, these solar flares, when you're channeling these solar flares, listen, they done gave it to you in Dragon Ball Z because they got to put stuff out there. You understand? And there are magical rituals to be done with the solar flares, you know? On the day of a solar flare, you know, you can, you know, light a candle. You can light an incense. Using solar flare in your magic. You know what I'm saying? Whenever there's a solar flare, that's when you need to be tapping in. You need to be tapping in and to be harnessing that power, but you got to be outside. You need to be outside to be tapping in, to harness that power, that I harness the frequencies and the rays of the solar flare to cleanse my crown chakra, to cleanse my throat chakra, my sacral chakra, all the chakras in my body. I invoke the power of the solar flares for strength, for healing. You understand? Because this is your planet. This is your earth. So why are you not outside using the power of the solar flares? Why are you not outside, you know, harnessing the power of the wind? Because when you look at human beings, we're mostly water. And, the breath, this is the heka, the breath. This is what we are supposed to be using because we are past the age of any kind of physical ritual. Now we use elemental ritual, elemental magic, okay? Using the power of, like today is a full moon, isn't it? It's a full moon in Cancer, yes. Let me just make sure of that. Yeah, today is a new moon, not a full moon. It's a new moon in Cancer. And this is my little moon. It's a new moon in Cancer. And with the new moon, it's new beginnings. And so, you know, if you have estrangement in a family that got beef with other beef family. And also today is Monday, the Archangel that rules over today is Archangel Gabriel, okay? And these, again, I have to keep saying they're not namby-pamby creatures. These are real live beings. These are actual celestial beings that exist like demons and jinns, okay, which are elemental energies. And so Archangel Gabriel can be petitioned today to heal rifts in the family, to heal estrangement. You know what I'm saying? Along with the solar flare that came in today, you know, with this new moon in Cancer, this is a very powerful energy today to set your intention. And not only that, it's the number 17. 7 + 1 = 8, the number of power, the number of manifestation, raw manifestation. This is one of the numbers of Saturn. You know what I'm saying? So when we look at the number eight, and let me just look at number eight right quick. Number eight resonates with the influence and vibration of authority, personal power, self-confidence, executive ability, inner strength, manifesting wealth, abundance, and prosperity. Today is an excellent day for prosperity. You know what I'm saying? Prosperity ritual, good judgment, problem solving. Number eight is all about problem solving, organization. You understand? Being authoritative, you know? This is what it is. And we go down here, 17. Okay, when we look at 17, the insight, 17 has to do with insight, responsibility, self-discipline, compassion, spiritual consciousness. Okay, a desire for peace and love for all humanity. So for those of us, we can even just go outside and just throw out into the ether peace and love among all humanity. You know what I'm saying? Because today, people who are born on the 17th, my mother is the 17th of June, many who come under these energies have extremely high psychic and clairvoyant abilities. You know what I'm saying? And so this is what it is. 17 is an extremely fortunate number, and it must be remembered it comes down to the number 8, the number of karma and fate. You understand? So the number 1 is a leader. This is the sun. And then we have the number 7, which deals with Libra. This is my aunt. And then, you know, we got the number 8 that deals with, you know, change and transformation, okay, and power and authority. So this is what we're doing. So today is an extremely powerful day for accessing the solar flare, even though the time of it is past, but the energies are still here vibrating. And so what folks want to do is to tap in to the solar flares coming into the planet, because it's helping to awaken and, you know, raise us to a higher level of consciousness, but we need to be incorporating it in our magical rituals. Okay? And even what they did with the Dragon Ball Z of putting your hands in front of your eyes and channeling the, you know, the frequency and the rays of the solar flares. Said, I go outside and I take off my shoes and I'm barefooted and I just, you know, I just breathe deeply and I just imagine myself like absorbing, even though the planet absorbs most of it, but there's still some that filters down and comes. You know what I'm saying? And our planetary people are rising in levels of consciousness. This is why, you know, spirituality is such a big thing now. You know what I'm saying? And it's been for what? Because the spell of the Piscean age religion is broken. We're under now the collective consciousness going out into the ether. This is for everybody. This is for everybody, not a select group. And this is not going to be the age of the Muslims, the Christian, the Jehovah's Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist. This is the collective consciousness of spirituality, astrology, numerology, working with angels and demons and crystals and elemental energy, and however you incorporate that in your life. You understand? And all of it is creating your own spiritual path based on what you came here with, your numerology and your astrology, creating a spiritual path around that. And this is what it is. It's your own individual path where you now join the collective, that we come together, because even though you have your own individual path, I have my own individual path, we're still a collective because it's all under the umbrella of spirituality, because we're all tapping into astrology and numerology and elemental energy, you know, cosmic energy, ancestral energy, all of that. It's not, you know, oh, if you're going to burn in hell, you know, I'm a Muslim, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, it's all consciousness now. And consciousness is everyone tapped into the same frequency. Okay? So I hope you enjoyed this video. So until next time.
Beautiful.
Thank you. through that channel. All right?
All right. All right, Don. Love it, love it, love it. Shout out to the mothers who give a damn, you know what I mean, about not just the me, but the we, okay? We need to see more of that, you guys. So, hope you guys enjoyed that. Again, do your own research. Connect your own dots, right? So, come together. Ooh. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on. There we go. All right, it's 23. All right, 23 minutes left, guys. But I'm going to go ahead and end this, wrap this up now, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Please join me tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But it should be interesting, guys. Spiritual Soul Sunday is pretty much, you know, kind of a extended classroom, but it comes from the soul, right? So soul teachings, all right, guys? I love you guys. If you need to contact me for any reason, you can always do it in the show notes, guys. I can be reached. You can email me there. All of the video credits for the material in which I used is going to be included in the show notes. Please like and subscribe to Brother Wisdom's channel and Preachers I Set, her channel, guys. A lot of good wisdom, a lot of good information for you guys, you know, to connect your dots. Shout out to Brother Wisdom and Preachers I Set for doing what you do, for taking the time out of your day and your lives, right? To okay. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. All right, guys. Till next time. Love you guys. Peace.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. No place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy. I'm not worried. I'm happy.
Yeah!